Let's read Philippians chapter 1, 18 through 26. Paul says, "Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and that will turn out for my deliverance." Remember, he's in prison when he writes this letter. "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me." All right. Yeah. Let's talk about that just a little bit. I'm going to, those of you who are online don't have this readout, but what I want to dig into here is, did you catch any answer there by Paul, what happens after we die? Is there any hint there? Okay. The phrasing Paul uses here is that we are with Christ. What do we think about that? You were told that once you die, you go to heaven, probably. Does being with Christ mean you're in heaven? Yeah?
He does bring out that he doesn't know about whether he wants to be here or there, but they're being away from the body.
Okay. Great point, Diane. It looks like that's heavy. That's a good insight, Diane, because really what he is suggesting is that his soul is leaving his body at death. There's a separation of soul and body. So, yeah, good insight. Well, one thought is perhaps, I'm not saying the church has gotten this wrong in the past, but if you read the biblical, what I've heard oftentimes is that the end goal is that we be in heaven, okay? You know, the clouds and the harps and all that sort of thing. But if you actually read the Bible says the end goal is to be with the Lamb, is to be with Jesus, the lover of our soul. What's the difference between the two? Is there a difference? Are we just making a little minor point, or should we just stay with the idea of harps and clouds and this sort of thing? Yeah.
What does it mean when it says, you know, Jesus is going to meet us in the cloud?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to, be with...
Yeah, that's in Thessalonians. It's Thessalonians. Sharon had a question about what does it mean when Jesus says he's going to meet us in the clouds? That's a great question. But remember in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus leaves, he leaves in the clouds in ascension. And he promises that he's going to come back in the same way. So I think it's a reference to Jesus coming again in the clouds, meeting those believers who are alive. And then it says the dead in Christ then are raised. That's from Thessalonians. Yeah. But again, I just challenge us today to be thinking differently about the end. Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and the
Omega."
He's the end. Omega, that's the last word, and that's the last letter in the Greek alphabet. In other words, he's the end. He's the goal. Not just getting to heaven, but who knows what heaven looks like. I struggle with what that looks like myself. But being with Jesus is the goal. And that looks like to be what Paul's getting at here. He says, we're going to be with the Lord after I die. Now, what about, all right, I've got so many things I want to talk about, but Paul set up a win-win scenario regarding death. How might this be a helpful mindset to have regarding our own life and mortality? So in other words, if he lives, Paul's saying it's a win. because I get to live for those who are around me and for their benefit. But if I die, it's a win too, because I get to be with the Lord. It's a win-win. Do most people view death as a win-win today?
No.
They do? You do? Okay.
Well, I'm living for.
Okay. Anybody, any other thoughts on that? The win-win scenario, Matt?
I think there's a fear of the unknown. Okay. And so there's a tendency from that.
But even
though people may feel, you know, comfortable and leave,
okay. Matt honestly shares that there's the fear of the unknown of what that might mean. And so death is kind of scary, which is very true. What about, all right, now I'm really going to make this twisted. What about, how might it be helpful to have a win-win mindset with the things that happen in life? Is that possible? So, you know, when the pandemic started, how could that be a win-win? Is that how could that be a win-win for Christians? Could that be? How could such a terrible thing be a good thing? Could it be a bad thing? Craig?
I think it gives comfort, because however things work out, you have faith that it is going to be good for you.
Okay. Yeah, so Craig shares it's very comforting to know it's a win-win, because then you're not, if it doesn't go the way you want, you're not disappointed, right? You let God kind of be in control. Yeah. Ellen?
It seems like it's kind of slowed us down so that we have more time to think about other things in our everyday life.
Yeah. Ellen shares that from her perspective, the situation that we're living in has helped her slow down so that she can focus on maybe some of the challenges that have happened for you guys. Okay. I think, how is having a win-loss mentality with what happens in our life going to be really hard? If Donald Trump wins, then I'm happy. Or if Joe Biden wins, then it's all solved. I'm happy. In other words, and then on the other side, it's a win-loss. You're living a win-loss kind of scenario. No one wants to answer that.
Well, it creates stress. I mean, not the example you used necessarily, but if it's a win-lose situation and something that's important in your life, then you stress over it. It's a difficult time to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking at the glass half full compared to half empty.
Yeah, Maggie's saying, you know, you look at the glass half full and not half empty. But but I really think this isn't just pop psychology that Paul's talking about here. I think he really does live a win-win kind of lifestyle. If I die, great, I win. If I'm with you, I win. He's winning all the time, and he's saying this while he's in prison. There's something for us to learn here. Yeah, Oscar.
Paul says that he worked more alive than he is with Jesus.
Right.
And so that's what I picked up.
Yeah. Oscar makes the point that he does favor to live. Why does he favor to live?
He worked more. He can do share the love of Christ with other people.
Right, right. His attitude for living is not so that he can get that awesome trip to Antarctica, you know, or awesome cruise that he always wants. He wants to live so that he can be a witness to the Philippians in his life, that he can progress their faith journey. So the reason why he wants to live is not maybe what a lot of people... He's just got a totally healthy, good mindset that I think that we can pattern ourselves after, or at least consider. At least consider. All right. Let's see here. Oh, so much to do here. Yeah. All right.